Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This lady's really fidgety. She can't keep still. My name is Grace.
Ah, Grace. Hello, Grace.
Welcome.
I've been round this lady all afternoon. And I've come just to say I knew somebody was going to speak about bad feet. And that's what I used to suffer with. And I just wanted to say something about it.
Right.
And I just can't keep still, and this lady, lady's helping me.
Because you used to suffer from bad feet.
Yes.
So it comes back to you a bit when you're here, yeah. But maybe it'll pass.
It will, I know it will.
Now that you've mentioned it.
Yeah.
It'll just, you can just let it go.
They told me I have to come and say something in order for that to happen.
Well done for coming to say.
Thank you. I hope this lady I'm using doesn't have bad feet. It's very painful.
No, I think her feet are good.
Yes.
So.
And tell her I'm sorry if I've been bothering her.
I'm sure she won't mind at all. She's only pleased to help people like you.
I haven't been here before. I've tried other people. And I couldn't get through.
Well, you're very welcome now. Very welcome here.
Thank you.
I think they're feeling a bit better now, your feet, aren't they?
Yes.
That's good.
Actually, it feels quite nice here.
Good.
I went to one and it was not nice at all.
Oh dear.
I couldn't even stay there.
That's a shame.
Yes.
Well, we're always pleased to have people come to visit us, so you're welcome at any time.
Yeah.
How often do you do this?
Once a week, every Monday evening, except if the lady you've come through, it's her house, so if she's away, or if she's ill, or if it's a Christmas or Easter or one of our holidays, then we don't meet, but otherwise we meet every Monday evening.
I was just told to come and say something to this one. Because I was becoming very agitated. And I feel quite peaceful now.
Yes. Good. You sound much more peaceful now.
Yes, your voice sounds calmer.
Yeah.
Are you feeling a bit warm? Getting a bit.
I am.
Yeah. Good.
I feel like there's warmth all around.
Good.
Because there's so much love around, isn't there? There's so much help available.
Yeah, someone told me I was holding on and I had to let it go.
Yes. So I don't think you're going to be bothered by your feet anymore.
No.
You don't need to anyway, because that was only a physical thing, and now you're in spirit. There's no reason at all why you should have any problems.
Well, I never quite believed in anything. I wanted to, but tell the truth, I was a little bit scared.
Yes. But you're not scared anymore, are you?
No. No, I'm not.
There's always somebody around, and if ever you do have any problems, you've only just got to ask, and then you'll be helped.
Yeah. It was rather strange because I could hear a voice, but I couldn't see anyone telling me where to come to. And then this afternoon, when this lady was busy, she didn't pick me up.
Yeah. Well, she had you around because she was talking about somebody named Grace.
Yes, I kept calling my name.
Yeah, she heard it.
But she was busy.
But anyway, you're here now, you got through, and it's...
And your feet don't hurt anymore, so...
No.
No, I don't hurt anywhere.
Good.
Yeah, it's like having new feet again, I guess. So.
Yeah. You're going to be able to skip now.
And when you return back up, when you leave us, you've just got to move on to where you need to go to, and you don't need to worry about your physical body ever again.
No.
Is there anything you'd like to do with your, sort of now that your feet are good?
I'd like to go dancing.
Wonderful, yeah.
You can do
I was much. Never able to for years. And years and years.
What sort of dancing do you
anything like? Anything where my feet will move.
I'm sure
do as much as you like now. Whenever you like.
Absolutely.
Can I have a name to take with me? A name, please.
What, like our names?
Yes.
Well, the lady you were talking to is Sarah, and I'm Paul.
Sarah and Paul.
And Eileen is the one who you've come through.
Please say thank you to her for me.
We will.
I'm sure she'll be very pleased that you've managed to come through her and that you now have no more pain. So that's she'll be very happy with that.
And maybe when you're dancing, and you've been dancing for a while, you can pop back and have a chat again sometime.
I would like to do that. Yes.
And if you meet up with other people whose feet hurt, you just have to say to them they don't need to be hurting anymore, and just move on.
It's very odd, I think, when people are a bit lost. Because that's what I was, a bit lost.
Yes.
For a long time.
Do you know, that's a funny question, because I don't know.
No.
I don't know about time.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
You lose all that, and there is no time in spirit anyway. It's only on the physical earth that we have time, and it's interesting for us, but it doesn't matter anyway. The main thing is that you've got over your fear, and it was more than likely the fear that was making your feet continue to hurt. So now you have no fear, you won't have any problems anymore.
Thank you, Sarah and Paul.
That's a pleasure, yeah.
I feel like someone's tugging my arm.
Yes, go with them and move on and enjoy your life in spirit.
That's right, enjoy the dancing and well done for coming back.
Yes, very good, excellent.